People often say to me, why do you do what you do? Or how on earth do you deal with the paperwork every day without going crazy? My response is really quite simple. I'm not dealing with people's paperwork. I'm dealing with their dreams. That is what gets me out of the bed in the morning. This may sound a bit fluffy to many, but I truly believe that I have a small part to play in helping people live their dream lives in France. That is what gives me the determination to find a solution for each and every one of my clients. I also, of course, surround myself with an amazing team who literally jump through those administration hoops for me and with me. Otherwise, yes, I would go start raving bonkers on occasion. It's true, dealing with the prefecture, the consulate and the CPAM, to mention just a few of the French organisations, is not exactly passionate. We deal with complete relocations for our prestige clients through to dealing with a driving licence exchange or even a healthcare file. Whatever the need, I truly believe that we are taking away the frustration of dealing with the process and processes for our clients, giving our clients peace of mind, freeing up their time and allowing them to continue to live their dream life in France. This is what motivates me. This is what gets me out of bed in the morning. Living your dream life in France doesn't necessarily mean that every day is a bed of roses. It doesn't mean it's easy. It means that you're right where you need to be at this moment in time and happy with it. I'm a really great believer in celebrating milestones, no matter how big or how small, because if you don't shout them from the rooftops, well, who else will? My name is Tracy Leonetti, and this year I celebrate two whopping big ones, 30 years in France and 10 years in business. I made it happen, and I'm living my dream life in France, and so can you. Living your dream life has a different meaning for many. It certainly could be enjoying the path you have chosen despite all the obstacles you have encountered and will no doubt continue to encounter, and celebrating the fact that you made it happen. Do you celebrate your milestones? Do you celebrate your achievements? Have you even noticed what you have achieved today? Quite frankly, getting the children out of bed and to the school gates in time, fully clothed and fed, is already an achievement in my books. I remember years ago once getting my girl to school only to find out when I looked down that she was in her slippers. So don't underestimate what you achieve each and every single day and shout it out. As a child, the teachers complained to my parents that I was a dreamer. Although actually, it wasn't said in that way. They used the word scatterbrained on my report card, which didn't really please my parents, as you can imagine. Admittedly, I had my head in the clouds during my many lessons. Who wouldn't? I was a child. And you know what? Nowadays, I thank my lucky stars every single day that I was scatterbrained, as it was really what forged my desire to travel and discover my real, true potential. Let's take a milestone that we all celebrate every year, our birthdays. Yes. So many people are a little shy about sharing their birthdays. Some even keep it very quiet. I'm sorry, I just don't believe those who say, I don't want anything, I don't need anything. You know, you might not want anything materially, but emotionally we do like to feel a little bit extra special on our day. I personally feel special most days, but birthdays give us the opportunity of celebrating with others. Why shouldn't you want to share the fact that you have achieved yet another year and that the next one is about to begin, full of promise, excitement and change? People who know me know where they will find me on my birthday each and every year. I can be alone or with friends, but every year for 30 years I celebrate my special day simply because I can. Share with people what you have achieved rather than what you need to do. Celebrate your successes with everyone. Shout out loud. Share the joy of what you have achieved each and every day. It doesn't have to be world-shattering. It just has to be authentic. 10 years ago, I set up LBS to help people live their dream lives. I started alone, and like many new businesses, I really struggled. But you know what? I persevered. I was determined to make it happen because I really believed I was making a difference to my clients, and I was building my dream life. I have that same conviction today. Throughout it all, I have kept to my true values in alignment with my authentic self. So, yes, there will be a party this month to celebrate my milestones with my clients and with the people that have accompanied me along this amazing journey. And yes, I'm shouting out from the rooftops. I made it happen. Why shouldn't I? And you know what? Why shouldn't you? Living my dream life in France means I have planned and built a life around freedom, a small word, but with such a huge impact on your life. But that, my dears, is a subject for another podcast, I am sure. That brings me nicely to my quote of the week. To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. If you have enjoyed this short podcast, please subscribe at lbsinfrance.com or wherever you get your podcasts.